Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ryan Giordano, and we are taping the show again from the Huntley Recording Studio in the Huntley Library. We want to thank them for letting us use this space today. We also have guests today from the Park District. We have Matt and Joe from the Park District to tell us about what's going on. And as a reminder, folks, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Matt and Joe, welcome to Around Town again. It's nice to have you guys back.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Matt, Parks Update. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, we're busy on the park side with the Park District. We've got our guys out there working and have been working on some park renovations, some park updates, some really exciting things for the community. You know, just recently, towards the end of 2023, we renovated Kylie Park, which is located in the Wing Point subdivision. And that is, some would say, a long overdue park that needed to be updated, but it got brand new playground equipment. We renovated the baseball fields over there, so the backstops have been updated on that. It's a neighborhood park, but that's kind of what we're looking at and looking into the future here is updating those neighborhood parks so that everyone can enjoy them. You know, we've been around for a long time now, so we're at the point where we're working on making those updated and enjoyable for everybody in that neighborhood.
That's great. With the renovations, are there any new things that are being initiated now at parks as far as equipment, things like that, Matt?
Yeah, there's obviously trends come and go, right? So when we put those parks in, you know, back in the early 2000s, and sometimes in some cases in the 90s, you know, things were different then. There were they've come up with new equipment, which is obviously the most exciting part for the neighborhood. You're seeing not just your typical slides and swings. While those are important and things that everyone associates with a park and they want to have them, we're seeing new styles. We're seeing things that are more inclusive. We're just seeing some more exciting features. So we definitely recommend checking those parks out.
And I would imagine more safety features too now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know more. We have more data and science that goes into the safety of things and how they're created. And our parks department does a great job in being at the forefront of that, understanding that information and putting that knowledge to use when we're making decisions on how we upgrade our parks.
And how about Cottontail Park, Matt?
Yeah, so Cottontail Park is actually currently being renovated. That's a park that is a little bit on the smaller side, but is, again, due for updates. So we're upgrading that playground. It's smaller, so there's not a lot of trails that go through that. But within the neighborhood, that's one that we're currently working on.
Wow, you guys got your work cut out for
you. Yeah, our parks guys do.
And you got another park you're working on too, right?
Yeah, so Weiss Park is one that people may have recognized as one that we're going to be renovating here. That's actually going to take place towards the end of summer and early fall this year, but we recently received an OSLAD grant from the state where they're going to be matching our funds, and it'll be just over $1 million that we're putting into Weiss Park. That's going to include updates to the baseball fields, upgrade to the playgrounds, walking paths that are going to go from the gravel that you typically see to paved walking paths, a pollinator gardens, some really nice updates to a popular park in the Huntley Park District. So it's a big one, but we are really excited to get that project underway.
So when you put these together, Matt, do you have someone from the outside that comes in and does the planning with you? How's that work?
Yeah, so we work with design companies. We work with people who have some experience, and they have the knowledge and success, really, with getting some of these grants. And they work with our staff, and our staff does a lot of the legwork when it comes to getting the features that we need and working within a budget and making the project really go. But we do rely on some of these professionals to help us get to the finish line. So we're grateful for them, and our staff has done a really good job of putting all that together so that we can bring a renovation that really matters to the community.
And you've got a big ribbon cutting ceremony coming up fairly soon, correct?
Yeah, so one of the new parks, so this one's not renovated, but this one's new to the community, that's Coaches Park, and that's in the Cider Grove neighborhood. That ribbon cutting, so we've got it in place, everything's installed. We're working on, we're in the final stages of doing some brick and tree dedications. So this Coaches Park, the reason we called it Coaches Park is because we wanted to dedicate that to all of the volunteer coaches that have been an integral part of the Huntley community over the years. And we wanted to dedicate that to those volunteers. And with that, we are installing, and people have had the opportunity of getting some bricks dedicated with some messaging to coaches that meant something to them. And so we're installing that in a really cool memorial area. And we also did the same thing with some trees for that park.
Oh, that's great.
So that's going to be a part of our ribbon cutting. So we'll have some activities, and we'll have that ceremonial kind of first glance at that area for the memorial. And then we'll obviously be doing the ribbon cutting, opening the park to the community. And that's going to take place on Tuesday, May 14th from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m.
And that's the Cedar Grove neighborhood.
That's right. Yep. And that neighborhood that they are really putting some houses in quickly, too. So, we're excited to be opening that park.
That's great. Thank you for that update, Matt. And Joe, you got some special events you want to talk about, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we've got a lot going on. This spring, we've got adult prom. It's our second adult prom that we're doing. So last year, we introduced a lot of 21 and over events. So adult prom will take place early May. Really good atmosphere, good chance for adults to get out and have some fun and things like that. Then we get into some teen dances, or we have one teen dance for 6th through 8th grade in the spring. And then our fishing derby, which we partner with the Bass Fishing Club from the high school.
So, Joe, for each of those, what location would that be in? Where would the folks go?
They're all going to be either in the rec center or at Dyke Park.
Okay.
So, really excited about the fishing derby this year because we opened it up to two different age groups. So in the past, it was just one time that we did. But we got two age groups now, so it opens up for more kids to get involved and get some experience fishing out there.
And the fishing derby, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we use Dyke Pond, and we stock it, about 2 weeks prior. So the fish are good and hungry, and kids get a lot of bites, and you see a lot of catches out there.
Well, that's always exciting for a kid to catch a fish, Of course, they probably have a dad bait the hook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's normal. How about summer events, Joe? What's going on there?
Well, we've got two new ones that I'd like to highlight a little bit. We've got our Summer Bash, which is kind of a family-oriented. We've hooked up with NISRA, which is our special rec association that we work with, and also D158, their light program. So we really want to give an opportunity for the special needs community to come out and have a good time. There'll be a DJ, some sensory-friendly attractions, activities, and entertainment. We're excited for this new partnership that we created and being able to offer this event. And then we have Food Truck Frenzy, another 21 and over event where we'll have a live band. We've got Industrial Drive booked for the event, and I believe we've got about 12 food trucks already committed to the event, which
you're
will
be making me hungry already, Joe.
Yep. Now, it should be a good initial event. We're going to see what the community feels, and we're looking forward to that one.
What is the date for the Summer Bash and for the Food Truck Frenzy?
Summer Bash is going to be June 1st, okay. And then Food Truck Frenzy is going to be Saturday, July 13th.
Okay. And you got favorites too, right?
Yep, we've got our ones that we do every summer. Picnic in the Park, just a good opportunity for families to get out and enjoy Dyke Park. Usually we'll have a bounce house, we'll have a DJ out there, things like that, different activities for families to enjoy the park that they normally wouldn't do.
And that's June 14th.
That's June 14th. And then we do our Movie in the Park, which will be June 28th. And I think this year's feature is going to be Super Mario Brothers. So that's always a good time.
We hope
the weather
sounds
works
like
out.
It. Yeah.
We've got a lot going on. And then we do a mother-daughter dance. And then we do for Enjoy Huntley. I know a lot of other players in town get involved with that. But we're going to do an Olympic themed event this year for that. And then we have our other 21 and over event for the summer, which is our fun cup in hand kickball tournament.
And when's that, Joe?
That's going to be August 10th out at Tommaso Park. And if anyone saw any pictures from last year, it was really, really a good time for all the participants.
Did you have a large crowd?
We had a lot of teams for the first year, and we kept them busy and lots of beer and things like that going on. So it was a good time.
Well, lots of beer. That was the key, right? Yep. Lots of beer?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, and I think a lot of these 21 and over events is just a new crowd that we're getting involved in the park district and be able to participate.
So as usual, every year, Joe, employment, you're always looking for folks to come and help out the park district, right?
Yeah, we sure are. This year, our biggest need this year would be summer camp inclusion aides. And then we have a lot of aquatic positions that people can apply for. I know people applied back in February and things like that, so we're filling pretty quickly. So if anyone's interested, we got swim instructors, lifeguards, pool attendants, things of that nature. They just got to get their applications in as quick as possible.
And I notice you always have admissions concession staff also?
Correct, yeah. Yep. Over at Stingray Bay, we have a full concession stand. And then admissions is basically taking that daily fee and making sure season pass holders check in.
So just to help the folks out, if they are interested in one of these jobs, do they go to your website? They call. Is there a phone number they call, Joe?
Yeah, they can go to our website. And then just under district information, there's a tab for employment opportunities.
You want to give the folks that website again?
It's www.hpd.org.
Okay. Matt, what about Stingray Bay?
Yeah, so like Joe said, we've got a lot of positions, and with that, we've got the season starting up. Believe it or not, it's going to be here really before we know it. Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, that's the opening day for Stingray Bay. We're really excited. Our staff's working really hard to get everything ready for an enjoyable summer.
Matt, how many lifeguards do you need for Stingray Bay?
You know, we have a lot returning, believe it or not. We're in a really good position with our staff, which is always nice. And I think Joe can attest to it with his staff as well that, having returners come to the pool where they worked last year, it puts us in a better position.
Sure.
They're comfortable. They've worked with management over there before. They know the pool. We're bringing back a lot of lifeguards at this point. There's some openings, but that is one that's really filled up for us nicely.
Yeah, and typically for the summer, we like to have about 55 guards on staff.
Okay, and you have a season pass for that too, right?
Yeah, so with Stingray Bay, now is the time really to buy your Stingray Bay season pass. It is we do our early bird sale, and that's going on right now before May 1st. You get the most savings, whether you're an individual or you're a family member, you're putting in a family or a senior, you're getting the most savings now before May 1st. And then prices will go up a little bit before the season starts, but now is really a good time. And we always say that if you plan on going to Stingray Bay 8 times at least for the season, then it makes a lot of sense to buy that season pass, because when those daily passes, yeah, you can buy a daily pass or you can get a 10-pack of daily passes, but if you're going to go 8 times, you're saving the most money.
And here again, go to your website for all that information.
Absolutely, www.huntleyparks.org and then /aquatics, or navigate over to the aquatics side.
Okay. And Joe, what's going on with summer camp this year?
Well, summer camp, just like last year, it's going to be a popular program for us. Last year, I think we had roughly 1,200 kids come through our summer camps throughout the summer.
What's that age group, Joe?
We offer camps from preschool. We do weekly camps with them, so that's 3- and 4-year-olds. And then we do our kindergarten through teen camps, so that's through 8th grade. We've got camps just about for every age group out there.
And you have a performing arts camp too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we did a more specialized camp for those kids that are interested in theater and different aspects of performing arts. And things.
And what
like
are you
that.
Finding in that age group to be?
Typically, it's roughly 8 to, let's say, 12, right around there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we get to Pinecrest, Matt.
Yeah, well, the weather's getting nice. We're all enjoying being outside, so of course we got to talk a little golf.
Absolutely.
Pinecrest is open. We've had a ton of people out there playing already, but I mean, you can go out there and you can book your 9 holes and 18 holes, enjoy a beautiful golf course that we have here in Huntley. And then we've got some other things going on too. So we've got our junior golf after school camps, which are currently going on in April and May. Those take place after school, so 5:30 to 7 o'clock. On Mondays, Tuesdays, or Thursdays. So that's a nice option for the kids out there to get their feet wet in golf and get some great instruction from our pros out there. Additionally, we have always, the event side of Pinecrest. So, booking your weddings, showers, award banquets, private parties, all of that. We have staff over there that can help get you sorted out with your event, and the food is obviously fantastic.
And how about your live music?
Yeah, so we have some live music scheduled, and that's kind of something that you got to stay in tune with, because we are popping out new entertainment all the time, whether it's a Friday night or Saturday night. We're putting out entertainment, live music, things like that over at Pinecrest too.
And how about the restaurant as far as that menu that you have there going on right now? Matt, is that a full dinner that's offered there?
Oh, yeah. It's a full menu. If you go over there, whether it's lunch or dinner, We offer plenty of other things, such as our Mother's Day brunch is coming up as well. There are tons of options for everybody out there, from burgers to seafood, you name it. We've got a lot of options there, so it's certainly something to check out if you haven't yet.
I want to go back for a minute to the junior golf camp. What are you finding the age group with that junior golf camp to be?
Yeah, you know, it spans. We have a pretty wide age group. We're doing anywhere from 10-year-olds to teenagers. Really, there's a fit for everybody. Our pros are great at being able to work with any age group, but that's typically what we're seeing there for the kids.
So overall, the Park District, as far as where you stand today, you've done a lot of work. You're putting a lot of renovations in. I'm sure there's things on the agenda for the coming years, mm-hmm. which we don't want to surprise folks and tell them about it. There'll be a surprise when we tell them about it,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But not until then. For the events coming up, is the planning all in place? You're all set to go? Are there any areas that you're looking for extra help or other than the jobs that are opening right now that you have needs?
Yeah, I think with any of it, you know, there's never a time of the year where we're not looking for volunteers. I think volunteers are always important for the Park District and how our programs and events run. You know, employment opportunities come and go seasonally when positions are available, but really volunteers are so important, whether that be on the athletic side where we need coaches, and that is a season-to-season thing. We have some large sports programs, soccer, basketball, you know, T-ball, all of these things that require volunteer coaches, which are important. And then on the event side, there's plenty of events and opportunities within events, whether that be in prep work or at events themselves, where we need volunteers. And there's always, there's never a bad time to apply as a volunteer. You can go on our website and do that. You can take a look at our handbook that's on there, and then you can easily, if you want to call it, apply or submit your interest in a volunteer. And our staff gets those notifications, and then we're able to follow up with people. Just recently, in fact, for our Easter events, we had plenty of Easter events that happened this spring, but we work closely with the school district and their Silver Cord program. And there's so many students that are looking for Silver Cord hours for volunteering, and they were a huge part in helping our get our Easter eggs filled. You know, we had, 19,000 eggs,
19,000.
Roughly?
Oh, my
19,
goodness.
19,000 eggs
wow.
that we had between our Easter egg hunt, our flashlight egg hunt, you name it. All of these eggs that needed to be filled. And those students came in for 3 straight days, and they helped us fill those. So that was another opportunity that we really appreciated those volunteers.
I could imagine 19,000 eggs. My goodness, that's a lot of eggs.
It really is. But we couldn't have done it without them. And that was just something that kind of came up, and we said, you know what, we can use these volunteers for that. So there's no age where we can't use a volunteer. So if anyone's interested in that, we absolutely encourage them to apply.
Is there a total number of volunteers that you can really use? If you had to pick a number, Matt?
Oh, gosh, I mean, Joe, you might be able to speak to that more. I don't know that there's a number, and I don't think we want to put a number on it, honestly. Any interest is good interest, and we're always able to find ways to use people because, there's so much to do out there in the park.
So how was it last year with your volunteers? Were you fully staffed or were you short?
I think we did well.
I'd say most of our volunteers are for sports and those teams, so we need a volunteer coach. So roughly throughout the year, we're looking at 1,200 volunteers. Now, a lot of them are parents of the kids and things like that. But we do provide that opportunity if anyone has a special interest in a sport or something like that, that they can volunteer and coach as well or be an assistant coach to help out.
Joe, I would think that probably some of the retired folks in the area would be good volunteers too.
Mm-hmm. Good volunteers, and then also sports officiating as well. We need those for all of our leagues as well, for soccer, basketball, flag football. So again, we've gotten a lot of opportunities for people to get involved in the district.
Yeah, and the only thing I'll say too is that volunteering doesn't necessarily limit, we don't limit volunteers to things that we need them to do for us, but we're always open to them, people who have maybe hobbies or interests, coming to us with ideas for programs. Maybe somebody out there has an interest in gardening, and they want to come to us and say, hey, we're interested in a gardening club, or we want to get that started, and they want to start
point.
That.
Yeah.
That's another volunteer opportunity that we're always open to. Our doors are always open. Joe constantly is interested in new recreational activities, something that maybe we don't offer that people just have a general interest in. We'll rely on their hobbies, interests, and expertise sometimes in those things to help lead those programs for the community.
Well, we want to thank Matt and Joe for being here today for the Park District, giving you an update on what's coming this spring, summer, and fall. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Go to huntleyradio.com, click on shows, and you get all the information, pick the shows you like to listen to. And remember, the Park District needs your help. They're here today telling you about all the wonderful things they're offering. So let's get out there and give them some help and volunteer and have a good time while you're doing it. And remember all the events they've got coming up, folks. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Take care and have a great day.